Let's talk about PTO. There was a new article looking at six or more days of PTO, which can reduce turnover, according to new studies. Julie, what do you think about this? Welcome back.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, one of the things that is unclear in this study is what their actual definition of PTO is. So in some organizations, you've got a PTO bank, and that includes vacation time. It includes what we typically think of as PTO, which is personal time. You might have something to take care of that you really don't want to use vacation for. But in some organizations, they still differentiate it. And so we're all over the place in terms of, from an organization, what we consider time off, what we call it, how we allocate it, et cetera, how we track it. You know, so there's still a lot here. But what's interesting in this it's an 18-year study, and they looked at this over several different, like through the Great Resignation, when the job market was hopping, when it wasn't, et cetera. And I think when you look at this kind of stuff long term, which 18 years is long term, you see patterns that are really going to hold up regardless of what the job market's doing. There's certain truths. And what this study said is, look, people need time away from work in order to do their best. And that if you are taking a very short-term approach, and I would describe that as, like, if today some organization said, well, you know what? The pendulum swung in our favor. There's lots of people who want to work here. Let's cut back on time off. That's going to come back and bite you in the rear end as an employer, because when you do that, people have a very long memory. And so I think we have to start with the assumption people need time away from work, not only to do the life things that we all have, but they also, in order to show up in a way where you're really getting their best work, they need time to rest from that. And as an organization, you can set the policies, you can set the culture around that, but you really need to invest in that type of thinking and invest in time off, because it will come back and pay dividends in that not only will people do their best work, but according to the study, they will stay. They will not start looking for another job.
So, Julie, it's interesting because I think you really highlighted something that is not really talked about as much in this article. So it's one thing to say, hey, we're going to offer you 2 weeks vacation or 2 weeks of PTO. You know, that's fine, right? I think it also, the other half of the battle, though, is not feeling bad about it, which you just kind of touched on. So it's part of that comes back to something you discuss a lot, which is leadership. And I think that has to be, it's not enough to say we offer, you know, this amount of time off, but it's also, you know, encouraging that or, you know, having conversation about, I have to say, one of the things I love about my employer is that we do check-ins on a weekly basis. And when they see week to week, you seem burnt out or it seems like you're overwhelmed with what's going on. And they will actually say, like, let's look at your time off or let's look at this. Or they that is something they prioritize here, which I love. And in all the years I've worked in news, I've never had that experience until this company. But I love that because it's not about just telling me I have this many days off. It's making me feel like not only is it okay that I take the time off and we've got a team that'll cover for you, Melissa, so you have peace of mind. It's also we're encouraging you to get out. Go.
Yeah.
You know, walk away from here. You should be with your family. You should go spend that time with your son. You should take that time away with your husband. Like, they encourage that, which makes me want to use the PTO, which makes me want to stay.
Yeah. And it's so, to me and to you, it's so obvious. And kudos to Connoisseur for doing that. I think that is wonderful because those check-ins, a lot of Gallup data shows that just having those check-ins with your people, and it doesn't even have to be once a week, to say, how are you doing? What's going well? What can I help you with? What are you frustrated with? Is one of the strongest indicators of employee engagement. It shows people that you actually care about them. Now, when you say, you know, how can I help? What is going on? What can I help you with? Is there anything I can help you take off your plate? The implication, a lot of times for employers, you know, I don't want to ask that because they're going to think that, you know, I could fix all their problems. No, it's about showing you care. Those, we're walking that fine line between an employer-employee relationship and it being entirely tactical. I pay you in 2 weeks for 2 weeks' work and, you know, come back next week and maybe we'll talk, maybe we won't. And so we're in this weird sort of work culture shift, and we're seeing things all over the place, but it's still human beings from 40 years ago, from 20 years ago, from 10 years ago. Human beings haven't changed that much at their core. And part of it is we always need to feel valued. And one of the ways an employer can show value well beyond pay, even though, of course, pay is important, that's not the number one reason for being for everybody, is we care about you as a human being. And we want you to go out and do other things because we want the whole person here. We don't want you to feel frazzled, especially if you've had layoffs. And you're in a situation where you've got people doing jobs of several people who've been laid off, and they're like that, you know, that duck, that picture of that duck mm-hmm. who on the surface of the water looks really calm, but below they're pedaling so hard to keep up. Yes. You have that in your organization now. And guess what? The people who are your hardest workers, your best performers, they are that because they're that duck. And so you've got to have those conversations. But you have to have it in a way that it feels safe for them to say, yeah, you know, ever since we laid off Dan and Pamela, I've got all their work and this is just not sustainable. That doesn't mean you're not committed, but you've got to, as a leadership team, you have to create environments where people feel okay telling you that.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And again, this is after a report. This is recent research that came out of Florida Atlantic University and Cleveland State University. Giving workers 6 to 10 days of PTO, not just 1 to 5 days of PTO, reportedly significantly reduced resignations, especially for men, again, in that joint study. It says the gold standard, though, it seems, is 11 or more days of PTO. But Julie, as we just talked about, I don't think it's enough just to give the days. I think it also takes kind of follow through leadership to make it okay for you to take the days and actually encourage it and to help you kind of navigate when days should be taken or, again, work with you to see what would benefit you and make you want to not only stay there at work, but be happy in the workplace. You know, it's finding that balance of not just that you like your job, but that you're also happy to do it, which I would think every employer would want. I'm going to also link this article to this podcast with Julie if people want to read more into this, and certainly encourage employers to look into this as well. Thanks, Julie. We so appreciate getting your insight on this, and we'll talk again next week.